And a vote takes place today that could have a major impact on the economy in and around Seattle. The giant airplane maker Boeing is threatening to move thousands of jobs away from the region unless 30,000 unionized Boeing workers vote to accept cuts to retirement and health benefits. Ashley Gross of member station KPLU has the story.
At issue is where Boeing will build the next version of its long-haul jet, the 777. The company would like to build the plane in the Seattle area and made an offer to union members in November, but they turned that down. Boeing has now sweetened its offer, but still wants workers to accept a pension freeze in 2016. Paul Veltkamp has worked for Boeing for 17 years and plans to vote no.
This contract is a bad contract for us. It takes away things that we've been fighting for years.
I know that they've fought for us, and I'm glad that they have.
Elijah Craig has worked for Boeing for about 3 years. He says he's grateful to machinists like Veltkamp, who have gone on strike before, to preserve benefits. But Craig says he wants long-term job security.
The culture of business is changing, and I think that there's concessions we have to make.
The company's been evaluating proposals from 22 states that want to win thousands of aerospace jobs. Boeing says it needs to keep costs low because airlines are demanding deep discounts. But workers in Seattle say if that's the case, they would like to see CEO Jim McNerney cut his own pay. In 2012, his compensation rose 20% to more than $27 million. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Seattle.